Okay, Rebose, I hope all is good. Today's daf is my cut and daf Yud Dalet, coming to you from a snowy Yerushalayim, Baruch Hashem. We have the schus to start the third and final parak of Maseches Maakadim, the more famous of the parakim that deals mostly with Hilchos Avelos, but definitely still some Halachos of Chol Hamoed definitely featured prominently as well. So let's get into it. Ve'elu Megalchin B'moed. These are the people who are allowed to take a haircut on Chol Hamoed, someone who comes from overseas, didn't have time to get a haircut, and Beis HaShivya, he was from in captivity, Ve'yotzim Beis HaSurim, somebody who gets out of jail, Va'menudo, somebody who was released from his excommunication, and we'll explain several things that can get you into that, but basically, the simplest, as the Gemara will talk about today, right, is someone who, let's say, you know, Beis Din decides against you, right, there's a court case, and you get decided against, and you have to pay or do such and such, right? Let's say pay $1,000, I don't know, whatever it is, and you decide, you know, not to. So there, in that case, Beis Din has the power to put you in cherem. Stam cherem is shloshim yom, even though that's not really the phrase, but really a standard menuda is 30 days. So let's say that if that 30 days ends up and finishes within the Chol Hamoed, so then you can get a haircut on Chol Hamoed. Again, I should just read that a little better. Va'menuda she'etir l'chachamim, someone who was excommunicated, someone who was put in chayrim, that chachamim allowed him to get out of it, meaning they patered him, they released him from his nidui. V'chein, so too, misha nisha l'chacham, v'hutar, so too, someone who took a nether not to take a haircut, but then he asked the chacham if he could get a haircut, and they allowed him to do it, if that happened on Chol Hamoed. V'nazir, v'hametzora, mitumasu l'tarasso, a nazir who finished up his nazirus, so he couldn't get a haircut beforehand, a metzora who's finishing up his tumah, ready to shave his whole body, those people can get a haircut on Chol Hamoed, because again, we're going to see in a second that, well, the Gemara will explain why, but basically all these people are unable to get a haircut before Yom Tov, and therefore when their ability to get a haircut comes into play on, I don't know, the third day of Chol Hamoed, then they're allowed then to get a haircut, as opposed to all other people where we don't do haircuts on Chol Hamoed. Again, one of the one of the halachos that always not rub me the wrong way, but it kind of, you know, you show up second day Yotef and everybody's got, you know, this week long beard growing, so it always kind of feels a little odd. But definitely Chazal knew what they were doing. Obviously, we'll see in a second exactly why they offered these haircuts on Chol Hamoed. Ve'elu mechabsim b'moed, these are the people who are allowed to do laundry in Chol Hamoed. Right, again, same, more of the similar list. Right, habam dinasayam, someone who came overseas, who based Hashivya from jail, from captivity, v'yosim v'sesurim, someone who's in jail. Va'menuda shetu l'chachamim, someone who was put in cherem. Right, v'chein, and so too mishnei l'chacham v'hotar, and so too same thing with the neder. Mitapchos haydayim, you're allowed, hand towels are allowed to be washed. Mitapchos. Now, the debate in the Rishonim how to read this next word, it could either be hasfarim or hasaparim. Right? Either metapchos hasfarim, obviously that could be referred to, you know, cloths or whatever, covers that they wrap sfarim with, sifrei Torah and sifrei Nach and single chumashim, etc. Or if you say saparim, that would be the towels of hair cutters, meaning barbers who are actually giving haircuts to people who are allowed to wash their stuff as is. Umutapchos haspag, that's bath towels. Those people, those are allowed to do, you're allowed to do those for laundry. Hazovin, zavos, anidos, vayodos, v'chol olam, mitumah v'tara, right, all those four cases, and someone who's becoming tahor, hare ilu mutarin, those people are allowed. Also to, you know, to put their clothes in the mikvah and get them washed, etc. V'shar kol adam asurim, but everybody else is not allowed. So the Gemara says, V'shar kol adam haitayma, right? We get straight to the heart of the issue. Why is it not mutter, right, for these people to wash and do a haircut, etc.? So can it sound like below the Mishnah? If you remember, this was in the middle of Tainus. Yeah, Tesvav and Beis. Anshe Mishmar v'anshe Maimed asurim l'saper l'chabes, right? The people in the Mishmar and the Maimed, right? Again, we said that you know, the Kohanim and the Levim had turns in the Beis HaMikdash, but we also had Yisraelim who were doing their corresponding kind of what they called the Anshe Maimed, right? Corresponding in the different cities, right? That they would you know, read from Maisebrachos, etc., etc. They had these long davening, and so basically, with the Anshe Mishmar, Anshe Maimed, these people, these Yisraelim, whose turn it was, right, to either go to the Beis HaMikdash or to kind of have this whole series of vodas in the towns. So Asurim L'Sabah Chavis, they're not allowed to get a haircut or do any laundry. But Uvachamishi Matirim Pnei Kavod Shabbos, on the fifth day, again, they had, you know, week or 2 week long things. So They really so they would what's it called? They were allowed to do it on Thursday because of Shabbos. So what was the reason over there? If I'm Rabbi Rachana, I'm Rabbi Elazar, my time. What was that reason? Because they shouldn't show up, right, looking right, ready for the mishmar, ready for the maimed, looking gross, looking disgusting, looking unkempt. So Achanami Sotu over here, Kadesh Lekatsu the regal Kshem Nuvalim. We want to make sure everybody looks their best when Yom Tov starts. Right, if you can get a haircut on the first day of Chol HaMoed, so okay, you didn't get a haircut in 2 months, whatever, you just push it off. You're not free on Erev Yom Tov, getting ready for Yom Tov, you'll just wait for Chol HaMoed. That, obviously, right, we talked about yesterday, I think, and certainly before that, it's inappropriate to wait until the Chol HaMoed, so therefore Chazal answered haircuts on Chol HaMoed to make sure that everybody would get a haircut beforehand. But all these people we listen to the Mishnah, right, who are unable to get a haircut and do laundry, etc., beforehand, so they are, in fact, allowed because they didn't have a chance. But Rabbi Zeir asked the following Shiloh. What about Avdalo Aveda Erev Harego? Maybe someone lost an item. Right, and Rashi says over here, Shaloh Hayelo Panai, the Galeach called them a regal, right? And again, Pasha says Lav Davka, that they lost an item, but any type of situation that they needed to take care of, usually monetarily or whatever, right? And they were busy. They were busy on Erev Yom Tov. Right? Came into Onis Moter, right? Maybe he was unable, he was Onis, he was unable to get this haircut in Erev Yom Tov, so therefore it's Moter from the Gen of Chol HaMoed. Odoma, or maybe he came to Lemuch HaMil Solo. Or maybe, since people won't know, right, that he had this whole situation on Erev Yom Tov, people won't realize that he's getting a haircut only because he had this whole onus on Erev Yom Tov, and therefore people will think it's mutter. So therefore, we're not going to allow him to just stop get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. It's, you know, people are going to think that getting haircuts on Chol HaMoed is mutter. So Rabbiye, Rabbiye said Yomu Kol Hasrikim Asirim Sriki Baitus Mutarim. So that's a phrase that basically means, like, why is it mutter? Asr for one guy, mutter for the other guy. Meaning that, if you remember, that's already back from Pesachim, that we said that it was asr for people to make matzos with, like, designs or some sort of, like, imprints on them, because it took a long time to make these designs in the challah, and in the dough, at that point it would turn into challah, they would turn into chametz, so we didn't want anybody to do that for the matzah. But Baitus, the bakers of Baitus of that family, they knew how to do that. Rashi says that over here, and the Gemara says that over there, right, that the Baitus knew how to do that. He knew how to make these designs without the matzah becoming chametz. So they said that was the reason why they asked Baitus to do it, even though he could theoretically get away with making these matzahs without the design, without becoming chametz. Because you can say all other types of these design matzahs are asr, but Baitus' ones are mutter. That's, you can't, that doesn't work. So you can't just tell me, right, that this guy, right, is allowed to, just because he's of the law of Veda, he's not going to be able to get a haircut just because he had an onus Erev Yom Tov. So Gemara says, well, if that's true, right, if you're telling me that you can't just allow one subset of the population to get haircuts and do laundry on Chol HaMoed, so the Tameh, Chadah, Bar Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Mishain Lo Cholok Echad, Mutar L'Chapso B'Chol Shel Moed. Right, one second, we just said that if someone has, Rabbi Yochanan said that someone who only has one piece of clothing, right, he's allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. So Hasanamri Yomri, why don't we say over there, Kol Hasrikin Asurim Srike Baitus Mutarim? Why don't we say, well, it's not mutter, right? It's not, even though theoretically you could do it in a way that would be mutter, why do we allow this subset of the population to do laundry? Right, he only has one shirt. Okay, but everybody else is, no one's going to know. Right, how does everybody know that he only has one shirt? So Gemara says, actually, everybody will know. So Hayit Mar Lo said about this, Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Ezuro Mochiach Halav. Ezuro is his belt, and then people will know, right, that again, when a guy only has one piece of clothing, so when he's doing laundry, how does that work? Right, so if you look at Rashi, right, it says his belt, right, he's gonna tie the belt around his remaining clothing, and he'll stand there and he'll be washing it. Everybody can tell, right, that this guy's only one shirt. So everybody's going to know that he only has one shirt, that he's allowed Dafka to do laundry, but everybody else is not. Okay. But Ravashi, Masni, Ravashi taught this, the following, that by Rabbi Zera, that actually Rabbi Zera's Shaila was a little bit different. That Uman Sha'avdullah Aveda Be'erverego Mahu. What about an Uman? And when we say an Uman here, we mean a Sapar, right? We mean a barber. That he lost an Aveda, an Erev Harego. What's the deal with that? If a barber didn't have a chance to get himself a haircut, is that mutter for him to get a haircut? Now, because, as Rashi explains, right, if you look at Rashi Uman, Kigon, Saparsha, Kol Boyam Etzlo, Erev Yegra, everybody's in the barbershop on Erev Yontif, Erev Roan, Shavdalo Aveda, and everybody knows that he lost this item, right? Again, he schmoozes with a barbershop. He schmoozes with everybody. So everybody knows that he lost this item, and he's busy, and he's worried, and he's nervous. So everybody's going to know, oh, he spent all there, after he closed the barbershop, he spent all Erev Yontif looking for this Aveda, for this lost object. So everybody's going to know, and therefore, when he gets Erev and Chol Moed, no one's going to think, right, that he, you know, he's skirting his responsibilities. Everybody's going to know, it's because he was honest in Erev Yontif. So that's what the Gemara says. Ma'o came into Uman Hu Muchamil says, maybe since he's an Uman, he's the town barber, everybody knows. Oh, Dilma, or maybe came to Lomuchom Milsa Kihanach Lo, or maybe no, that it's not so clear in the Mishnah. Meaning, it's only the ones in the Mishnah that are. Meaning, it's not as clear as the ones in the Mishnah, really. Rather, so therefore, the Gemara says, "Take you." Right? So then, we're not sure. We don't have a way to resolve that. Okay, Mimedina Sayam, someone who came from an overseas journey. Masnitzin d'lo k'Rabbi Yehuda. Our mission is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya is with under Raisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Habamim Dinas Hayam Lo Yigaleach. Someone who comes on an overseas journey should not get a haircut. Mipnei Sheyatzah Shelo Barshus. Because who says he was supposed to go overseas? He went out without permission. If you look at Rashi, right? Kolomer Hoel V'Lo Yotzah Barshus Achirim Ela B'Tzis Ashmo Lav Onusu. Meaning that's not considered to be an onus, right? Again, it's 2 weeks before Yontif, and you go on a pleasure cruise. And, you know, you show up on Chol Hamoed, so what kind of onus is that, right? Why, who says you should go on a cruise, right, 2 weeks or a month before Yom Tov, and then you're going to show up on Chol Hamoed, get a haircut, like, well, that's you chose to do that, so therefore, that's not considered onus. So Amar Rava says, one second, what type of trip did this guy go on? Right, so Lashut, if he's going on a, if he's traveling, right, Pashas is for pleasure, right, if Rashi says, right, and he comes back on Chol Hamoed, so a different call usher, right? Everybody agrees that no, that was your own, right? You chose to leave, therefore it's not an onus, and therefore it's usher to get a haircut on Chol Hamoed. Limazonos, if he went to make a parnasa, so a different call mutter. Everybody agrees that okay, what is he supposed to do? That's his job, that's his parnasa. So when he gets back on Chol Hamoed, he can get a haircut. Lo nechku el laharvicha. Question is, if he wants to make more money, he has money, but he wants to make more money. So that's what he took a trip for. It's a business trip to make even more money. Okay, so what's the deal? So Mar Medami Lekilashot, right? One of them holds that's like, meaning the Tanakama we quoted before, or our Mishnah rather, really, holds it that it's like, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda holds it, who says that it's usher for him to get a haircut. That's to make more money. That's like, that's your own personal. That's like a vacation. That's like your own, you know, your own time is there. That's not something you had to do, right? Amar, but the our Mishnah, Medami Lekilamizonos, right, holds that no, that's just like making parnasa, right? That's like you needed to get money for food. So you know, even if you had enough money, but you want to make more money, so that's already mutter, and you can get a haircut when you come back. Basically, hold on 1 second. I'm a Rabbi near the Rabbi Yehuda Kishiyatzah B'Shalom B'Shus with the Rebbe Chacham Kishiyatzah B'Shus. Rabbi Paskins like both of them, but in different cases. Right, Rabbi Yehuda, right, he paskins, meaning that's also to get a haircut, when he went out without permission. The Chachamim, he paskins like when he went out with permission, meaning when he went out, well, we'll see what that means in a second. But if Rabbi splits his psak, Maishalo Bershus, what do you mean? How do you define without permission and with permission? So Ilei Melashut, if you tell me that he went out to travel for a vacation, so Martha did very call Osir. One second, there's no Machlokas, right? Everybody agrees that it's Osir. Elul Mazonos, but if you tell me that Shalom Bershus means he wanted to make a parnasa. From Arthur Gedivrei Kol Mutter, everybody agrees that it's Mutter. So Elipshita must be Leharvicha, that Shalom Bershus, that Rebbe Paskin is like Rebbe Yehuda, right, in a case, and says it's Osir, in a case when it, without permission, that must be the middle case, when he went out to make even more money than he has. Problem is, the Seifa, the end of that, contradicts that. Right, Ema Seifa, Nirin Divrei Chachamim Kishiyatzu Bershus, right, Rebbe says that it makes sense that the Chachamim Shita is that it makes sense to say that it's mutter when he went out with permission, when he went to travel with permission. So my brishus, what case is that? Right? Elim and Lemazonos, if you tell me he went to make a parnasa, so okay, how much did I call mutter? Everybody, we just said, everybody agrees that that's mutter. El Arvicha, and obviously the other way, if it's definitely not to go travel because he went out with permission. So it must be that he went out to make even more money than he had right now. But we just got through saying that Reisha implies that Rebbe said it makes sense that Rebbe Yehuda is correct when he went out to make more money, and that it should be usher. How could it make sense? How could it be that leharvicha, that to make more money, is shalom birshus, or birshus, I mean, it's kind of, the whole thing makes no sense. So Kamar says, ha'achi kamar. No, really, this is what it means to say, and this is how we explain the brisa, and everything is good. Nirin divrei Rabbi Yehuda l'rabbanan kishiyatz l'rabbishos. What he didn't mean that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in one case and Rabbi Chachamim in the other case. What he meant to say is that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that it's usher, right? He will agree with the Rabbanan, meaning that the Rabbanan will agree to Rabbi Yehuda when the guy went out, shalom brishos, when he went out with permission. Mind me, who? What case is that? That's lashut. That's to go travel and have a good time. Because the chachamim only argue if he went out to make even more money. Aval lashut, but to go travel, module, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'nirin divrei kama, module, kama, they agree with Rabbi Yehuda. V'nirin divrei rabbanan, the Rabbi Yehuda, kishiyatzu brishos. But Rabbi Yehuda will agree to the chachamim if the guy went out with permission. Mighty who? What's that case? Lamazonos, to make a parnasa. Because Rabbi Yehuda only argues with the Chachamim in the case when he went to make even more money than he has right now. But to actually make money for food, so then Rabbi Yehuda is Moda to the Chacham. Okay. Amr Shmuel. Shmuel says, Katan hanolad b'moed, mutter legalech b'moed. If a baby who is born on Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to get a haircut. Why? There is no jail greater than this, as Rashi says, right? The mother's womb, right? No greater jail. It's not going anywhere, right? That's just like someone who got out of jail. So, ironically, by the way, so those who don't do an upshirin, right, cite this Gemara, right? It's a newborn, he's getting a haircut, right? Okay, yeah. People who don't do an upshirin, right, to wait till a kid's 3 years old to get his first haircut, right? They cite this Gemara, clearly. It's not a thing. Okay, obviously, there's definitely what to be said for Minhag Yisrael to do an upshirin. Okay, good. B'moed in Beikar Alo. So that implies, meaning that he can only do it on Chol HaMoed. But if he's born before Chol HaMoed, if he's born, let's say, 2 days before Yom Tov, so then he's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, because you could have gotten him a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, or whatever. Masa Rabbi Pinchas. Rabbi Pinchas says, 1 second, what are you talking about? Kol Elu Shamru, Mutu L'Galeach B'moed, Mutu L'Galeach B'mei Evlo. The Brisa says that all those who are allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed are allowed to get a haircut when they're a Rechman al Tzlan and Avel, when they lose a... Right, again, there's a lot of things that are usher when you're a person sitting Shiva, but one of them is getting a haircut. But all of those, we said that's Mutter to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, right, is Mutter to get a haircut if they become an Avel. The implication of that Brisa is ha'asr l'galeich b'moed, asr g'leich b'mei Evlo, that if someone is not allowed to get a haircut during Moed, during Chol HaMoed, so it's asr for him to get a haircut when he's in Avel. Problem is, if you tell me that there's a distinction with a baby, right, then if it's born on Chol HaMoed, it's allowed to get a haircut, and if it's not born before Chol HaMoed, it's not. So, Nimtzei Tzaveilus Nehagei B'Katan. What are you telling me? So, therefore, it's usher for a baby born 2 days before Chol HaMoed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, and therefore it's usher for a baby to get a haircut when he's in Avel. Right, Vatanya, the Brisa says, Mekarin lekatan mepnei agavas nefesh, that we tear kriya, right, the mitzvah of tearing kriya for an avel, we do that by children, but not because they're chayiv in kriya, they're not chayiv in kriya, but we do it by agavas nefesh, we want people to be upset, but not because they're chayiv, right, there's no avelis by katan. So I'm a Ravashi, Mini, so that seems to, well, so why in the world would you tell me that a katan is usher to get a haircut, right, before Chol HaMoed, right, if he was born before Chol HaMoed, right, the parallel to avel doesn't make sense, because he's not an avel. So Gemara says, Amar Vashi, Mikatani HaSurin. So this is what is important, right? The Brisa only talks about those who are mutter. That it's those who are mutter, right, to get a haircut. A Chol HaMoed are also allowed to get a haircut when they're in Avel. But the implication of usher to usher, right, that we made it on our own. So that's what Rav Ashi points out. He says, Mikatani HaSurin. The Brisa doesn't mention that there's an exact parallel between those who are usher to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed are therefore usher to get a haircut when they're in Avel. Dilma Yeshme Usher Yeshme Mutter. No, maybe there's both possibilities, that maybe some of them are usher to get a haircut when they're in Avel, but some of them are allowed. And sure enough, a katan would be allowed to get a haircut when he's in Avel. So Amimar Right, there's another version of that whole conversation, just in the opposite vein. Right, it comes to the same conclusion, but it just started it from the opposite direction. That really they said that Amar Shmuel Katan Mutter Legalcho B'Moed. That really they said that a Katan is allowed to get a haircut of Chol HaMoed. Right, we started with Katan Hanala B'Moed Mutter Legalech, but then B'Moed Idmei Karlo. Right, so here we're saying no. That this way we're reading that a Katan is allowed according to Shmuel to get a haircut On Chol HaMoed, Lo Shana Nolad B'Moed, Lo Shana Nolad Me'Ikara. It doesn't matter whether he was born on Chol HaMoed or beforehand. So Rav Pinchas, says, Afan Namitanina. Well, sure enough, I'll prove it to you that that's true from the following Braisa that says, Kol Elu Shamru B'Moed, Mutar L'Galech B'Moed, Mutar L'Galech B'Me'Evlo. The Braisa says that anybody who's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is also allowed to get a haircut when you're a novel, implying that Hasurin L'Galech B'Moed, Hasurin L'Galech B'Me'Evlo, that if someone, it's also for someone to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, it's also for him to get a haircut when he's a novel. And Iyam Arta Karin Katan Aser, because, and therefore it makes sense that a Katan is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Because if you tell me that a Katan is not, so then it's Avelus, no, I didn't put Katan. Because then you'll apply the parallel over to Avelus, and you'll also tell me that a Katan is Aser to get a haircut when he's an Avel. There is no Avelus by a Katan. Vitaya, because we see Vikarin Lakatan and Agamas Nefesh, that we tear Kriya for a Katan, not because he's Chayav and Kriya, but because of Agamas Nefesh. We want people to be upset and sad, etc. So Ravashi, that Ravashi answered, no, Mikatani Hasurin. That Brisa doesn't actually say that there's a parallel between those who are Usher by Chol HaMoed and those who are Usher by Avel. We assumed it because it parallels Mutter and Mutter, but it's not necessarily true. Doma Yeshmehem Mutter, Yeshmehem Usher, Yeshmehem Mutter. Maybe it doesn't necessarily line up so well, but that some people who are Usher to get a haircut in Chol HaMoed are Usher to get a haircut when they're in Avel, and some people are Mutter. Okay, fine. Avel, and now, again, continuing with the Avelus and Chol HaMoed when they coincide. Avel eno noheg aviluso berega. Did we mention this yet already? Actually, take it back. No, we're not continuing at all. We are... okay. Fine. All right. I take back my haphazard... what's the word they use in comedy? Oh my gosh. I'm so... A segue? Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's the word. All right, I take back my haphazard segue, which is not true. New topic now. Avel eno noheg aveluso beregel. An avel does not hold avelus on a yantif on Chol HaMoed. Shenamar, as Pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha. Right, that you have to be, obviously, you have to be happy. Right, e avelus to meikara, who, if the guy was already in avel before yantif hit, so asi asi derabim v'dachi asi deyachin. That a mitzvah's asi of the masses, i.e., v'samachta b'chagecha, to be happy on yantif, comes and gets rid of, right, his docha, right, the mitzvah's asi of a yachin. Right, to have a velus, right? This guy's an avel. To observe a velus. Via velus to hashtahu, and if the velus happened on the regal, let's say someone Rahman Flan passed away in Chol HaMoed or whatever, so lo asi asi deyachid, vidachi osi derabim, right? Either way, right, the individual, the singular, right, again, this person, this one person has, or the few people that are relatives, have a mitzvah of a velus, but that will not come and override, right, the mitzvah of the rabim, of the masses to observe Chol HaMoed and be with Samachta v'chagecha. So Avel is not going to override Chol HaMoed. Now this, just to get halachic for a second, if you look at the top Tosos, so he says that, again, if you're comparing, what was the language of the Gemara? It says, Asei derabim, v'dachi asei deyachid. The mitzvah's asei of the rabim is going to get rid of the mitzvah's asei of the yachid, implying that the mitzvah's asei of the yachid, the halachas of Avelus, seem to be an asei daraisa. That's what Tosos says. That seems to imply, right? Again, the problem is, that's actually a big discussion, right? That's not necessarily true. Again, if you look at, for example, Rashi over here quoted the pasuk that Rashi quoted when he talked about Asei Deyachid, that the mitzvah's Asei of Avelus, quoted a pasuk Yirmiyo. So it could very well be that Avelus is Derabanan. Aye, so if Avelus is Derabanan, so how does that jive with the Gemara? So again, when you're talking about a mitzvah's Asei being Docha, right, a mitzvah's Asei Derabanan being Docha, mitzvah's Asei Deyachid, so that works, right, if they're both on the same level. So either you could assume they're both Deoraisa. It makes a lot of sense to assume that Samachta v'chagecha is what we're talking about, that to be happy on Yantif is Deoraisa. So therefore, that implies that the Velus, the Yachid, right, is also Deoraisa, because otherwise it would have just said Asei Deoraisa v'docha Asei Derabanan. Or you could hold that they're both Derabanan. How do you get out of that? Doesn't the pasuk say v'samachta v'chagecha? How can you tell me that the mitzvah to be happy on Yantif, or Chol HaMoed rather, is derabanan? So as Tosfos says over here, really b'shami simcha. Really, as the Gemara said in Chagiga, right? We're going to see soon. What is it? In a couple of weeks, the mitzvah is, what's it called? That the mitzvah on really simcha Yantif is really based on the shami simcha. On what's it called? On on Korbanos. So now you don't have the Korbanos. It could be that that Simcha is mitigated a little bit, right? And what's it called? And we'll have to, be in the shopper, as they say, and kind of pick that up in terms of picking up our game on Yontif to be happy. But really, the mitzvah d'oraisa is through Korbanos. Once you don't have the Korbanos, so then already the mitzvah d'oraisa is not down to the Rabbanan. Okay, there is definitely what to be said, whether Avelus is Daraisa or Darabanan. If you look at the Rush over here, the Rush has a whole long Arichus trying to figure out which one it is. But okay, either way. So let's get back into the Gemara. Now that was a 2 minute kind of parentheses about Hilchos Avelus. We'll have a lot of that, probably, I would imagine, in this part. Menuda Mahu Shienog Niduyov Berego. Says the Gemara, okay, I understand that an Avel for sure does not nohig his Avelus during the Regel, because we just learned that. But what about a Menuda, someone who is put into Cherem? So what's the deal with that? What does he knowing all those, you have to, all those minhagim that you don't have to do when you're put into chayrim, all those halachas that apply, again, similar, not all of them are exact, but similar to an avel, haircuts, etc. So what is he? Does he nohag that? Does he do that on a regal? So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. We can judge all these types of cases, life and death cases, makos, if you give malchus, monetary cases, and if the guy doesn't listen to our judgment, we can put him in chayrin. So if you tell me that that this nidui, this excommunication, this chayrin, does not happen on chol moed, on a regal, so mashumas v'asi meikara asi regal dakile. If you tell me that the regel overrides someone who's in Cherem, so you're going to put someone into Cherem on Chol HaMoed? How does that work? That's not going to work. That doesn't make sense. Maybe we're not talking about actually judging, but maybe we're just trying to figure out the case, right? And not actually dropping a psak din. Because if you'll tell me that, if you don't say that, and you say that really they are concluding the case and finishing the judgments, etc., dinin nefashos? Gatani, what do you mean? Dinin nefashos? Hachanami, are you going to kill somebody in Chol HaMoed? V'akamim na'i misimchas yontif. Well, you're causing people to refrain from Simchas Yontif, to lose out on their simcha. Now, you might have assumed that the reason people are losing Simchas Yontif is because you're going to kill somebody. That's not what the Gemara says. This is a bit of a savage moment in the Gemara, but you'll see, as the time we learned in the Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, Omer Minayin L'Sanhedrin, Sharagu Sanefa, She'in Toam Emo Kol Zayom. How do you know that the Sanhedrin, who's going to kill somebody, who did kill somebody, don't eat the rest of the day? Fascinating that if you kill the Sanhedrin, kill somebody, they don't eat the rest of the day. That's the lacking in Simchas Yontif, that they're not going to be eating. Again, just to explain a little bit, that once the person is judged to be a Rasha, to be Chayav Misa, so there is no sadness for killing that person. On the contrary, there's a kapara for his neshama. Obviously, it's not a great moment, but the Gemara says in Makos that a Beis Din, a Sanhedrin who killed perhaps once in 7 years, or once in 70 years, whatever it is, but if a Sanhedrin who killed was called a murderous Beis Din, right? They it was not a good thing to kill somebody, but once you pass him, this guy's a Rasha. So Pashas is we're not going to be upset that Rushas or Rishayim are dying. That's Pashas, not the source of the Agamas Nefesh, of the lack of Simcha. It's the fact that you're not eating. Again, at face value, it seems very savage. But again, if you take the Torah at face value, a Rush is not someone we rejoice about keeping him alive. Yes, we have to try and keep him alive through a court case, etc. But once they get the psak din or that he's Chayav Misa, so adios, see you later. My wife is learning right now, just again, and I apologize for the other segue, she's learning right now Nach Yomi, and they just got to Achan, and the whole story about Achan and Sefer Yehoshua, right? That was a whole kapara. Yehoshua consoled him. I told him that he's going to get a kapara for stealing, and he's going to get Sherem Olam Haba. So it's not necessarily, okay, anyway, Vaita, we have too much time on this. Fine. So basically, we don't kill people in Chol HaMoed. If you tell me that you're finishing, if you tell me that you're finishing these court cases, so how does that work? How are you killing somebody in Chol HaMoed? Right? Rabbi Kiva says you're losing. Right? Simchas Yontif. How do you know that Sanhedrin who kills somebody ain't Tomim Kol Zoyom? They don't eat anything the rest of the day. Tamal Amar Tzipazik says Lo Sochlu Al Adam. Right? Don't eat when you've spilled some blood, when you've killed somebody, right? We learn a lot of things from that passage, but we can't eat before davening. Okay, fine. Ela l'yuna bedina. Bedina must be, rather, that by dina nefashos, they're just going in back and forth and delving into the details of the case. Sakhanami, the Unibidinas is not too over here, perhaps. By the case of whether you have to put a guy into Chirim or whether you have a monetary case, maybe they're just going back and forth with the facts. Tamerlay, so he said, well, Imkain, Intzeman is Dino. Well, if that's true that they're just kind of figuring out what to do, then you're going to end up delaying the Psak Din. And that's not good. So therefore, what do you do by Dina Nefasho's case? Also with Safra, they come in the morning, my name is Dina, and they kind of figure out the details in the court case, they go back and forth, they analyze the case, and they're eating all day, because again, it's only usher to eat once they've killed somebody. Then they come at right around near sundown, and they paskin, oh, boom, this guy is Chayav Misa, and they kill him. Right, okay, so therefore they haven't, okay, well then they're not eating. They're not eating for half an hour. Fine, but later, that's how they would do it on Chol HaMoed, where they would paskin around sundown and take him out to be killed. Amar Rabbi, Abai says, Tashma, Umnudah, Shetiru, L'Chachamim. Abai says, one second, I'll bring you another proof that, again, that's not helpful. We just got rid of that proof, so that wasn't a good proof. So Abai comes back and says, Umnudah, Shetiru, L'Chachamim, one of the cases in our Mishnah that he's allowed to get a haircut is a Menuda, right, somebody who's put in Chayrim that Chazal, that the Chachamim got rid of. So apparently you see that you can get rid of the implication is that all niduyim, that all cherims get stopped on yontif. So Rava says, no, it doesn't say that all nidui is got banned by the chachamim. It says this specific guy, right, was able to get out of his chayrim, but not that all chayrims are canceled and that there's no chayrim on Chol HaMoed and Yontif. Does the price of the Baldine, right? This guy went ahead and he paid whatever loan, right? He appeased the guy he had gone to court with, and he paid his loan, he paid his debt, so therefore they took away the chayrim. Vasi, come in Rabbanon, Visharule. Right, they came in front of the Rabbanon and they allowed him to get rid of his chayrim, but everybody else, right? Their pashas, there would be nidui on Chol HaMoed. Should we do a little bit more to finish Metzora? Okay, yeah, well, you know, we'll stop here by Metzora, and we'll go right to the Hilgish Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.